You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Bill Doors, who's a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Bevan Valentine-Jalbert, co-editor of Paprika Southern Magazine. Hi, Bevan.
Good morning.
And a couple of local businesses are celebrating anniversaries this weekend.
Yeah, Red Clover, which is a really popular boutique, is actually having their 10-year anniversary party.
Wow.
It's really great, yeah. And that'll be all day Thursday and Friday, and they're having giveaways, some light refreshments, discounts, so it might be a good chance to start some early holiday shopping. And also, Atlantic is having their one-year anniversary celebration. So as most people probably know, Atlantic is a newish restaurant to Savannah, and they have been having their anniversary celebration ongoing throughout the week. Thursday, they're having Magnum Madness, which is Magnum wines poured by the glass, and then Friday and Saturday, they're having Master Sommelier takeovers.
Excellent. So a great chance to sample some wine this weekend at Atlantic.
Yes, some great wine.
And then on Friday, Bill, there's a really interesting film.
Yeah, the Psychotronic Film Society is doing a special screening of Suspiria, Dario Argento's 1977 classic cult horror film, which has been remastered, new copy. It's at the Lucas Theater at 8 p.m., should be a really, really great event for movie lovers. A rare chance to see a classic horror film in an amazing old theater like that.
Yeah, and there's also some great Southern rock coming to town.
Yeah, on Friday night, there's a lot of good music around town this weekend, but on Friday night at El Rocco Lounge, Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires are going to play. They are from Birmingham, Alabama, and they play a really kind of heavy, almost slightly punkish Southern rock. I mean, it's just really strong, really powerful rock and roll. But also the songs, the lyrics explore a lot of modern tensions in the South. This is a really, really good band and one to watch. Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires, El Rocco Friday night.
And then, Bevan, there's also a great event for folks who maybe if you're doing a little decorating or you're just generally into design.
Yes. Southern Style Now will be happening. This will kicking off this weekend, Thursday, with a gala opening event. And continuing Friday and Saturday, there are going to be speakers and panel discussions. There are going to be some nationally recognized interior designers coming to town for this. There's also going to be a book signing with Julia Reed as part of the event. And tickets are available at southernstylenow.com. And the showhouse part of the event will be on view through December 1st as well.
And Bill, of course, it's also the Food and Wine Festival is still going on.
Yeah, and it wraps up this weekend with a whole variety of events. The sort of the showpiece of that week, though, is Taste of Savannah on Saturday afternoon at the Georgia State Railroad Museum that old timers in Savannah might still just call the Roundhouse. $70 for the ticket. The event starts at 1, goes most of the afternoon. Well worth the price of admission, I suspect.
Yes, lots of food and wine to taste.
Indeed.
And finally, it is one of our big annual art events this weekend as well.
Yes, of course, it's the Telfair Art Fair this Saturday and Sunday. So that's an open-air market featuring all kinds of artists, local, regional, national, selling their wares. There'll also be food trucks, music, and some children's activities if you want to bring the family out.
Excellent. Little something for everybody. Well, Bevan Valentine-Jalbert, the co-editor of Paprika Southern Magazine, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Emily.
And Bill Doors, who is editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
You too.